high in the air down the left field line, giving chase. Does Knoll have enough room near the bullpen? Diving, did he make that catch? Holy cow, he did! Tagging in to score is Vandenhoevel. Boston to third. An all-out belly flop dive effort near in front of the bullpen. That is one of the more impressive catches you'll see. He held on to it, but now we're talking to the umpires. He may have been beyond the fence line and out of play, so Schaefer may have to step back into the box. And although the Rafters wouldn't mind getting their cleanup man back into the right-handed side, they did score a run on that sack fly, so now we're having miscommunication as well. Meetings adjourned between the umpires following that incredible diving grab. And Matthews out on second. Everyone tagged up. It'll go down as a sack fly for Schaefer. It's now 5-2 Rafters. Vandenhoevel to score. Boston out on third. They're on second and third with one out for Nomar Basurto. Hearing all the fans here at Air Baker Field saying, check all the bases. Nonetheless, one out. The left-handed hitting Basurto with two ducks on the pond. First pitch misses outside for a ball on the Rafter left fielder. Nomar today, fourth plate appearance, just has one official at-bat recorded, went down looking to begin the second. Other than that, a pair of walks drawn since. Five-pitch walks in the fourth and sixth inning. Came in to score in inning number four. 1-0 misses down and out. It's 2-0 now on Basurto. Brody on deck, Brandt to follow. Five runs on five hits, no errors for the Rafters. Two runs on two hits, no errors for the Dock Spiders. 2-0 pitch, Basurto cranks this one in the air to right field. Johnson going back at the wall. He makes the catch right out in front of the warning track. A well-hit ball from Basurto. It's in and out of the glove, though, and they're going to say on the transfer. Two runners are tagging. Matthews scores following up Boston. How about this for even more miscommunication? Out on the field, it's the first base umpire Juan Rodriguez telling Basurto that it was on the transfer from the right fielder Johnson, but it didn't matter. Both runners came in to score. It is a rare two runs driven in on a sack fly. It is now 7-2 Rafters. Three runs coming across this inning on sack flies. That one was hit to the deepest part of that right field track in between the 375 and 330 signs. Now there's nobody on with two outs, and the first pitch to Brody misses for a ball. Imagine trying to score this game right now. Between all the miscommunication, it's opening day for everyone here. It's opening day for the players, the umpires, the coaches, staff around, and even the broadcasters. We have 2 3-run innings, though, as it stands for the Rafters right now in the fourth, and now here in the seventh. They lead it by five. 1-0 to Brody. It's a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike. Down evens 1-1 here on the Rafter right fielder. Brody today's 1-for-3. Did reach on that drop third strike in the fourth and later came in to score. Most recently a base hit in the sixth. On one delivery, hit sharply up the middle. It's the shortstop Berrigan, though, to glove it. He'll fire across in time to retire the side. Rafters plate three, scoring three runs via the sack fly, an RBI sack fly, and then a two-run sack fly from Nomar Basurto. 7-2 the score. We head to the bottom of the seventh here at Hare Baker Field. For Rafters Baseball on locally grown radio, 1320 AM WFHR and also 97.5 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we?
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom seven here at Hare Baker Field, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, home of the Dock Spiders. On the road here on opening day, your Raptors lead at 7-2 as it stands right now. Alex Honeyman back out on the mound. First pitch to the second baseman, Prosek. Check swing foul down the first baseline. Drew Prosek, 0-for-1 today in two plate appearances, grounded out in his first at-bat to retire the second inning. Over to the third baseman, Brandt, most recently walked on seven pitches in the fourth inning. A run in the third and a run in the fourth for the Dock Spiders. Three-run fourth and now seventh innings, sandwiched in between a one-run fifth for the Raptors. It's the 0-1, and there for a called strike. It's now nothing in two. Honeyman's been stellar out of the bullpen so far for Wisconsin Rapids. Relieving Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander, getting the nod from Kurt Schrider and his coaching staff here on opening day in Season 15 of Raptors baseball. The 0-2. Breaking ball misses up and in. Sikoski on deck. Shapiro to follow before Kelson Johnson in the top of the order goes around for a fourth time. One-two pitch. That one runs in and gets him. Prosek plunked to begin the seventh. He's aboard for Sikoski. Sikoski, the right-handed hitting catcher, is 0-for-2 today. A strikeout looking back in the third. Most recently flew out to the right fielder Brody in the fourth.
Marcy Zimmerman for designated driver.
Shapiro on deck. Johnson to follow. Pitch misses downstairs to Sikoski, blocked by Matthew. Prosek a couple steps off first. We get the 7-8-9 due up. The top half of the eighth for your Raptors. Honeyman at the belt. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses downstairs. That hit by pitch to Prosek, the first base runner aboard against Honeyman today out of the bullpen. See what the plan is for Mike Spears leading the pitching staff in the first season as the team's pitching coach, where he'll go after Alex out on the mound right now. 2-0. Fastball. That's in there for a called strike. Elevating that one is Honeyman, putting some zip on it too. Looks at the runner. It's 2-1. This is downstairs for ball three. And at the pitch counts as it stands right now, So it'll be pitch 34 for Honeyman on the 3-1 delivery with nobody out and a runner on in a 7-2 ball game. 8 on the pitch clock, taking his time. Here it comes. That one misses up and out for ball 4. 5-pitch walk to Sikorski. They got runners on first and second with nobody down here in the 7th. Shapiro, left-handed hitting center fielder out of the 9th spot, stepping into the box for the 3rd time today. Drew a 4-pitch walk and came in to score on that RBI triple from Pirelli back in the 3rd. Most recently went down swinging back in the 4th. Mike Spears and the entire Rafters infield, along with the catcher Matthew, out for a mound visit with Honeyman prior to this battle. Mound meeting adjourned. Matthew getting back behind home plate. Prosek begins his lead off second. Sikorski off first. Honeyman's first delivery. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's called a strike. Johnson on deck. Pirelli to follow. Just over the two-hour mark in this ballgame, 2 hours, 6 minutes as it stands right now here in the bottom of the 7th. 0-1 pitch, and on the hands, all Shapiro can do is just foul it off down the first baseline. It's nothing and two on the Doc Spider center fielder. Fifteen on the pitch clock, looking back at second. Nobody holding Prosek there. 0-2, and in the air, right field. Near the gap, Brody calling off Vandenhoevel. He'll make the grab. Both runners tagging. Throw is into second base. No tag be able to apply there by Boston. Deep gaps here at Herbaker Field. That allow both to advance and put runners on second and third with just one out here in the 7th. Kelson Johnson. 3 plate appearances, 0 for 2. His lone time on the base paths today came in the bottom of the first inning when he drew a 5-pitch walk. Grounded out 3 unassisted in the 3rd. Popped out to Onate. Lead off the 5th. From the right side, Honeyman set, dealing with some traffic here. First pitch to him. Just misses on the outside corner. Talked about some of our awesome giveaways and team nights and promo nights that we get to have this week here at the park. In our week at a glance, the 1-0. Now it bounced in the dirt. Honeyman losing his footing, getting by Matthew. One run in to score. That's Prosek. Sikorski to third. It is 7-3 Rafters here at the 7th. Mention. Also want to shout out our intern crew putting together a pretty cool looking graphic out on our Instagram social media handles. I know Raptors Baseball on Instagram. You could find a lot of our info on home games at the park, what the promo nights are, giveaways, all that awesome stuff at Winter Field for all 36 home games this season. 3-0. Should say now it's 3-0 after that 2-0 misses up and out. Mention. Doc Spiders come to Winter Field tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch. The next 4 games are at Winter Field, all with 6:35 first pitches and 3 different opponents coming in that 4-game span. 3-0, misses downstairs for ball 4. Second walk issued in the inning. Third, if you include the hit batsman to put runners on the corners with one out. Tomorrow night, the Magnet schedule giveaway. Show up and show out. That'll be awesome. Thursday, the Solaris mini bat giveaway. I'll tell you fans right now, I've gotten a peek at them. They look pretty sweet. And some fireworks on Friday. Wausau. So it goes Bondi tomorrow. You get Waterloo on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Wausau Friday, and then Saturday. Saturday is when the team's on the road next at Wausau, 6:05 first pitch on the 1st of June. They're on the corners with one out. Honeyman's first pitch. Breaking ball to Pirelli's there for a called strike. Berrigan on deck, Taylor to follow. 2-3-4 with runners on and less than two outs here in this seventh inning. Dock Spiders trail by four. Runner takes off. This one misses downstairs. Matthew's going to throw through down to second. When it's off the glove, second baseman Onati. It's on the other side of the bag, though. So if it was there, maybe, but either way, he's in. Staying put at third is Sikoski. Stolen base for Johnson. Second and third, 1-1 the count with just one out here in the seventh. And on the pitch clock, back to second and third. Honeyman's 1-1, check swing. They go, appeal to the first base umpire, Rodriguez. It's a no. It's now 2-1 on Pirelli. Look at to come through again with runners in scoring position. Kick the game off in scoring did Pirelli with that two-run, or two-out RBI triple, I should say, back in the third in that right center gap. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, down and out. The right-handed hitting Pirelli chasing on that one from Honeyman. Some good backdoor action there to even up the count at 2-2. The payoff pitch from Honeyman. Hit on the ground, up the middle. Diving Onate gets over his glove, and it's into center field for a base hit. One run comes in to score. It's bobbled in center by Vandenhoevel. And that'll allow Johnson to come in as well. It is a two-run single off the bat of Pirelli. Still just one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it's a 7-5 ball game. We'll wait to see if that second run be counted as an earned run with the bobbles in center. But either way, it's 7-5. It'll bring up Drew Berrigan. Berrigan, the right-handed hitting shortstop, 0 for 3 today. First pitch to him. This is down to the dirt. Nice block there by Matthew. It's only one run earned on that to Honeyman. Second one, an unearned run to the left-hander, scoring on an error. Out on first is Pirelli. Inning-ending double play ball intact for the Rafters here. 1-0 pitch misses up. Taylor and then Serain to follow. This is the sixth batter in the box for the Dock Spiders this inning as the 2-0 misses low and in. Count now 3-0. See how much longer coaching staff wants to stick with Honeyman here in this seventh inning. The 3-0 misses down right out in front of the plate for ball four. Four-pitch walk to Berrigan, putting runners on first and second. Now it's Zach Taylor, the cleanup hitter, over at first base. Taylor looking for his first hit of the day. Mike Spears out to the mound, points to the bullpen, will get a pitching change. Here at Air Baker Field, we'll keep it here. Appears to be the right-hander. Pierce Bowles entering the fray. He'll come in with two on and just one out in a 7-5 ball game. Bowles, one of the first Rafters to arrive this week. 6'2 freshman right-handed pitcher will get to make his Wisconsin Rapids debut on the road in a higher leverage situation in the back third of this ballgame. So as it stands right now for Honeyman, he exits 2 2/3 innings pitched and 50 pitches. That part doesn't change. What could change is the two runners out on the base paths he's held responsible for. One hit allowed, and at the moment, three runs, two of them being earned. Walked three, punched out one. So the Rafters know they're going to have to bring their bats back when we get to the top half of the eighth inning. 7-8-9 will be due up. It'll be Brant, Stripling, and Onatse. Entering as a league, we keep talking 15 years of Rafters baseball. This is year 31 of the Northwoods League. Talked about as well, two new teams being added, one of them having their first home game, the Royal Oak Leprechauns. Badlands Big Sticks as well. Now 26 teams in the league. This is the biggest summer league in the country for college baseball players to come play and hone their craft. So year 31, the Rafters have been around for just around half the time the league has been in existence. Just 2 years removed are the Rafters from their record-breaking 2022 season. 57-15. Taking care of business in the Great Lakes West Division. Winning both halves with ease. Kirk Schreider, it was just his second season at the helm and was named Manager of the Year. Looking to get back to that form here in 2024. It'll be Zach Taylor to step in here against Bulls. He's all warmed up and ready to go. LSU Eunice and Mandeville, Louisiana native. First pitch misses downstairs. 90 on the gun to the right-handed hitting Taylor. Had one relief outing in school this year. Back on February 9th. Against Monroe College. Allowed a hit, no runs, two punch-outs as well for the right-hander Bulls. 1-0 pitch. One is hit foul down the right field line to even up the count at 1-1. 6-2 as he stands. Has the ability to get the Rafters back in the dugout with just one pitch. With first and second, ground ball in the infield could do the job. Long look at second, the 1-1. Bounced in the dirt and takes a weird ricochet up in front of home plate and off the chest protector of Matthew, corralling near the on-deck circle of the Rafters. Both base runners advancing. Pirelli to third, Berrigan to second. Count 2-1 on the cleanup man, Taylor. On deck is Serene, Noel to follow. Time number four around here, the Dock Spiders. 2-1's in there, up and out, working high in the zone as Bulls to get that called strike. Golden opportunity here for Taylor. Was reached once today on a hit by pitch, swing and a miss. Getting him to chase on that one. Bulls' first punch out and his first batter faced as a Rafter. Two down with second and third being where the runners are at now for Jake Serene. Big spot here for the young right-hander. Chance to get the Rafters back into the dugout, holding on to this two-run lead. First pitch to Serene, cut on and missed. Serene's 1-for-3 today, popped out to the shortstop Boston to lead off the second, a base hit he had in the fourth, and most recently grounded out to the second baseman Onatse in the sixth. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Seven runs on five hits and an error for your Rafters. Five runs on three hits and an error for the Dock Spiders. Higher scoring affair here in game one of 72 in this 2024 Northwoods League season. The payoff from Bulls. This is downstairs for ball one. 93 running it up on that left center field scoreboard. Get some heat out of the pen as the third pitcher used today for the Rafters. It was righty-lefty, righty. Krusenberry, Honeyman, now Bulls. The 1-2. He went around. This one bounces off the plate and goes all the way back to the backstop on that breaking ball. Over the shoulder of Matthew. Everybody is safe. One run in to score. It is 7-6. Second time that's happened in this game. A drop third strike where the batter reaches. Tough spot for the Rafters. Now a four-run bottom of the seventh and still going for the Dock Spiders. And it's Parker Knoll, the ninth batter, into the box here in this frame. Moving to third is Berrigan. They're on the corners for the left fielder. Once again, Brant Stripling, Onate. Righty, righty, lefty. When we get to the eighth. Bowles looks into Mathey. First pitch misses for a ball. Knoll today, fourth plate appearance. He's 0 for 2. He's got a ground out back in the second. That was to the shortstop, Boston. A sac fly in the fourth. Most recently flew out to Brody in right field to end the sixth. 1-1 misses out for ball two. It's the left-handed hitting second baseman Drew Prosek on deck. And now just a one-run ball game. Heading into this bottom of the seventh inning, the Rafters led it by five. They just lead by one now. 2-0 misses out for ball three. Combined seven runs in this seventh inning put up so far. The Rafters a three spot in the top half of the inning. Some sack fly action. Schaefer and then two runs driven in. Baserto blasted a ball to the right field fence out on the warning track. Catch was made, but two runs came in to score. That's how deep it was as this 3-0 misses upstairs. Four-pitch walk issued to Knoll. They're loaded with two down. It's Prosek who led off this frame. Was hit by a pitch and later came in to score. Prosek, the left-handed hitting second baseman, has reached twice today. The aforementioned hit by pitch to lead off this inning also walked back in the fourth. First pitch from Bowles to him. And he lost his footing on the mound. That'll be a balk, and a run comes in to score. Bowles frustrated with himself as he didn't have a comfortable landing spot coming through. Berrigan scores. Serrain to third. Knoll now on second with two outs. We're tied at seven. First pitch to Prosek misses down and out for a ball. Now five runs here in this seventh inning, and it's seven apiece here at Hare-Baker Field. 5-5 still the score. Bottom seven up in Wausau as the 1-0 pitch is dribbled foul down the first baseline. That box score reads identical from runs, hits, and errors. Each team with five runs on five hits and an error. Here, the only thing not identical between the two teams is in the hits category. Each team has seven runs between your Rafters and the Spiders, and each team has an error, but five hits for your Rafters, three hits for the Spiders. Stingers and Bucks out in Waterloo, set to get going here in under 10 minutes. 1-1, breaking ball hit on the ground softly over to first. Schaefer off the bag to field it. The flip to Bowles, a PFP. 3-1. Goes Prosek to retire the side. Not before five runs put up on the board by the Dock Spiders. We're knotted at 7-all, heading to the top half of the eighth inning here in Fond du Lac. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Folks, welcome back into Rafters Baseball. Here in Hare Baker Field, home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Andy Ockham here with you for Rafters Baseball. 7-7 the scores. We enter the top of the eighth. Five runs put up by Fond du Lac in the bottom of the seventh. Goes it from 7-2 to 7-7. It'll be Matt Brandt to lead off the frame and a new pitcher into the ballgame as well for the Dock Spiders. That's number 16, Eldon Santana. Santana, the right-hander, step off the mound prior to the first pitch to Brandt. We're going to have actually a quick meeting between him and the catcher, Sikowski, trying to get on the same page. For Brandt today, 1-for-3. His two-run, two-out single to give the Raptors an original lead back in the fourth, bookended by a pair of strikeouts. Looking to get something going here in the eighth. Time called as well from the home plate umpire, Tom Purchase. Stripling on deck, Onati to follow. Here's Santana's first delivery. And there for a called strike, shooting the knees. Low fastball in there at 88. The 0-1 swung on and missed by Brandt. Should say foul tipped. Nonetheless, it's 0-2. Santana, 5'10", 180 from Lawrence University, a junior native of Brooklyn, New York. He's again getting in on the action to begin the 2024 season. 0-2, he got him looking. Brandt down on strikes for the third time today to lead off the eighth inning, and it'll bring up Bryson Stripling. It'll bring up Bryson Stripling, also driving in a run back in that three-run fourth inning. RBI single. Other than that, a ground out to short in the third. Struck out swinging most recently back in the sixth. First pitch to him, misses inside for a ball. If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot. 7-7 the score. Two starters today. Krusenberry for the Raptors. David Dean for the Dock Spiders. Looks sharp early. Count evens 1-1. No runs scored. No, not even a hit between either team through the first two innings and even throughout the top of the third. Dock Spiders put up one in the bottom of the third. Three runs, all coming with two outs. The response from the Raptors in the fourth as this 1-1 breaking ball is bounced in the dirt. Count now 2-1. Chipping back away was Fond du Lac, adding a run in the fourth. And the Raptors brought in one in the fifth of their own. Zeros put up in the next three half innings before a combined eight runs between both teams in the seventh. This 2-1 misses inside, count now 3-1. Three runs for the Raptors in the seventh, all off sack flies. Had a sack fly bringing in one run from Schaefer and Basurto, bringing in two on his sack flies. The 3-1, chopped on the ground left side, gloved by the shortstop. That would be Berrigan firing over to Taylor in time. A 6-3 put out, two up, two down here in the top of the eighth. Mason Onati hitting out of the ninth spot. And the third hitter due up this inning will step in. He's 0-for-3 today, a ground out, a fly out, and most recently struck out swinging to end the sixth inning. Top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. It'll be his fifth plate appearance to follow. Pitch to Onati, misses just outside for a ball. Krusenberry to Honeyman to Bowles. The Raptors, the three pitchers used thus far. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. The Dock Spiders, Dean, to Kennedy, to Loveday, to Eximines, and then to Santana, who's currently towing the rubber now. The 1-1. This is outside. Notty didn't see any action with Tulane in the spring. Set to see a whole lot of time with the Raptors this summer. It's 2-1. Dribbled on the ground. Weakley over to third. Serene comes in to get it. The throw across to first is not in time. A cue shot off the end of the bat from Onati. Gets his first hit of the summer. He's on with two outs here in the eighth. Here's Vandenhoevel. Base hit most recently back in the seventh. Led off that inning and later came in to score. He has scored two of the seven runs for the Raptors today. He's also walked to lead off the fifth. Came in to score there on that RBI single from Jack Matthey. First pitch. This is down and out. The first two at-bats for Vandenhoevel, a strikeout in the first, and they pop out to the shortstop, Berrigan. In inning number three to retire the side. 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. Seven runs on six hits and an error for the Raptors. Seven runs on three hits and an error for the Dock Spiders. That's where we stand right now here with one out, or two outs, I should say, in the top of the eighth. Another pickoff move to check in on Onati, who reached the first two batters of the inning, went down in order. An infield single. Right-handed hitting Vandenhoevel awaits the 1-1 from Santana. Runner takes off. This one is hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline, so Onati will have to go back to first, and Vandenhoevel have to go to battle here, sitting down with a 1-2 count. Quick pickoff move from Santana. Stepping off the back end of the rubber, and Onati dives in safely. Throw almost got away from the first baseman, Taylor. Still awaiting the 1-2 with Boston on deck, Matthew to follow. Santana's 1-2 delivery. This one in on the hands. It's blooped into right field. It's going to sneak in for a base hit, right hugging the fair line. Going first to third is Onati. It's the second hit today for Miles Vandenhoevel. How about this? Couple of two-out knocks for the Raptors. They're on the corners. Here in the top of the eighth, still a 7-7 ball game. Third time Miles has reached today and going on contact Onati, another chip shot getting over the head of the first baseman Taylor and hitting the very edge of the grass separating the infield dirt and rolling just past the fair line. Have an entire mound meeting here between one of the members, the Dock Spider coaching staff, and the entire infield of Serene, Berrigan, Prosek, Taylor, and the catcher Sikoski. Trotter Boston will get to go to work here with runners on the corners. Go ahead, run late in this one, just 90 feet away for the Raptors. As mentioned, sharing Hare Baker Field with these Dock Spiders, the Division III Marion Sabres out in the NACC Conference, another team in the Sabres Conference, the Concordia Wisconsin Falcons, share with the Lakeshore Chinooks, also in the same division as the Raptors. First pitch underway in Waterloo, and the Stingers already lead the Bucks 1-0. Still 5-5, top of the eighth in Wausau. Get some good Frontier League baseball action. The two ESPN Plus games today out in Eau Claire and Kalamazoo. The Mallards visiting the Express. The Rivets visiting the Kalamazoo Growlers. Santana against Boston. 7-7 ball game. A chance for the Raptors to take the lead with two down in the eighth. First pitch to him. Swinging away, and he hits it into right field. It's a base knock. First pitch swinging for Boston. Going first to third is Vandenhoevel. Throw is cut off. The Raptors have gotten the lead right back. Stringing together three two-out hits. It's 8-7. Vandenhoevel, some good base running as well. Onati is in. The first hit is a Rafter for Trotter Boston. It's a big one. They now lead at 8-7, and it'll bring up the catcher, Jack Matthey. Matthey has reached every time he has stepped into the box today. Three walks and an RBI single back in the fifth. 1-for-1 today. First pitch from Santana to him. Is up and out for a ball. Schaefer on deck, Basurto to follow. Santana working first base side of the rubber in a 1-0 count. And on the hands, Matthew pops this one up. Right side of the infield, calling everyone off as the first baseman. Taylor, about halfway in between home plate and first base to make the catch to end the inning. A huge two-out RBI single from Trotter. Boston gets the Rafters the lead right back. 8-7 the score. We head to the bottom of the eighth here from Hare Baker Field. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pierce Bowles back out on the mound, pitching with a one-run lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning at Hare Baker Field. Andy Ockham here with you for Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball, game one of 72 of this 2024 Northwoods League season. And it's already a high-scoring affair. 15 combined runs between these two teams. 8-7 as it sits right now. Rafters, 8 runs on 8 hits in an error. 7 runs on 3 hits in an error for the Dock Spiders. 8-9-1 due up for Fond du Lac. First pitch to Kate Sikorski, the catcher. It's in there on the inside corner for a called strike. Talked about it after today. 4 straight home games. 4 straight 6:35 first pitches at historic Witter Field. Couldn't be more excited to get back and see all the fans as the 0-1 cut on and missed. It's nothing in 2. If you're from out of the area, though, and want to come see the Rafters this summer, our friends at Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, they've got you covered, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools. How about that as the 0-2 is bounced in there? Count now 1 and 2. Along with the whirlpools, you get free home-style breakfast, high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. If you're worried about finding someone to watch your dog when you come visit and see the Rafters this summer, you don't got to worry. Bring them right to the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. Big city quality, small town values. Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 the count now as that one misses inside to the right-handed hitting Sikorski. Shapiro, the nine-hitter on deck. Johnson to follow. Right-hander Bowles set at the belt, 10 on the pitch clock. Here's the payoff. On the outside corner, just misses. Count is full. Goes from 0-2 to full on Sikorski. Recently walked in on 5 pitches in that 7th inning. A 5-run 7th inning for the Dock Spiders came in to score. The 3-2. He got him swinging. Bowles sticks with it and wins the battle. First batter retired here in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Shapiro, Caden, that is, the left-handed hitting center fielder, fourth time into the box today, walked on 4 pitches and scored the first run of the ballgame for the Spiders back in the 3rd. Since then, struck out in the 4th and most recently flew out to the Rafters right fielder Alex Brody in the 7th. First pitch from Bowles. This is downstairs for ball 1. When we get to the 9th, final shot for the Rafters, if Bowles can throw a scoreless inning here to add some insurance before the bottom half of the frame. 4-5-6, righty-lefty-righty. The 1-0 misses out for ball 2. Schaefer, Basurto, and then Brody. Middle of that order for fourth year field manager of your Raptors, Kirk Schreider. The 2-0. Swung and a miss. Two and one now on Shapiro. Bowles is 2-1, cut on and missed as well. He's worked to even the count here at 2-2. The right fielder, Kelson Johnson, his fifth plate appearance awaits momentarily. Bowles is 2-2. Check swing. Foul tip. Was it caught by the catcher, Mathley? Tom Purchase, the home plate umpire, throwing up his hands. They're going to say no. So we'll have to do the 2-2 again. See what Bowles goes with here on his next 2-2 choice. Big pitch coming here, and he got him swinging. Two up, two down for Bowles here in the eighth, both via the punch-out. We're back to the top of the order here with Johnson. Johnson hitting from the right side. He's not recorded a hit today, but he's reached twice. Walks in his first plate appearance in his most recent four-pitch walk an inning ago when he came around to score. Walked to begin the ball game in the bottom half of the first in terms of offense for the Dock Spiders. First pitch to him misses upstairs for a ball. In between those two walks, grounded out to the first baseman Schaefer, three unassisted in the third inning, and led off the fourth by popping out to the Raptors second baseman Mason Onati. 1-0 bounced in there by Bowles. It's now two balls and no strikes on the Spiders' right fielder. Get a home-and-home Fond du Lac. They'll come to Witterfield tomorrow. Waterloo making the trek from Iowa for Wednesday and Thursday night. And then back to another home-and-home within the division. Wausau at Witterfield on Friday, and then at Wausau, 6:05 first pitch Saturday. 2-0 misses upstairs for ball three. Following that, back-to-back games on the road. Lakeshore Chinooks, 1:05 first pitch Sunday, then a night game on Monday. An overnight trip for the team, first of a few here this season. Bowles' 3-0 delivery to Johnson. This is up high for ball four. Third walk drawn by Johnson today. It's a two-out base runner for the Dock Spiders here in the eighth. Quentin Perilli, responsible for four of the seven Dock Spider runs in terms of driving him in. And this one. Righty on righty battle. Bowles' first pitch to him. Crisp fastball that's in there for a strike. Perilli has reached all but one time in this one. That lone time he did not was a pop out to the shortstop Boston in the fifth. It was a 1-2-3 inning work by the first man out of the bullpen, southpaw Alex Honeyman. One delivery misses downstairs to even up the count at 1-1. Bowles still just the third pitcher to be used by the Raptors. Five up to this point for Fondi. The 1-1 misses down. Squeaks out of the glove of Matthew and will roll all the way back to the screen. Hard turnaround second for Johnson. He'll stay put there. So a runner in scoring position with Perilli and two outs at a 2-1 count here in the top of the eighth. Bottom eight, I should say. Bowles looks in. We have to battle back from this 2-1 count. We'll see what his pitch of choice is here. This fastball and it misses downstairs. Kicks away from Matthew, but is able to regain it. Just out in front of the Dock Spiders on deck circle. Not going anywhere is Johnson, but it's now a 3-1 count here on Perilli. Berrigan on deck. Taylor to follow. Bowles set the 3-1. Allen misses up and in. Ball four. Having a duck there was Perilli. It's a five-pitch walk. He's aboard. First and second with two down here in the eighth. Now you see Mike Spears, the pitching coach for your Raptors, making a trip out to the mound, the entire infield. First and second, two out, 8-7 Raptors here in the bottom of the eighth. It's the three-hitter Drew Berrigan who will face Bulls. Now you see Mike Spears shooing away the infield. This is just a conference between him, Bulls, and the catcher, Mathy. Up to this point, a run in the bottom of the third for Fondi. They also had one in the bottom of the fourth and a five-run seventh. They trailed 7-2 entering the bottom half of the seventh thanks to a three-run top of the seventh from your Raptors. We're able to get and scratch across after sending 10 batters up to the plate and a two-out RBI single from the shortstop, Trotter Boston. The top half of this eighth inning is the current separator. First pitch to Berrigan, misses up for a ball. Want to know the count? Runner takes off. That one misses upstairs. Throw to third. Tag applied by Brand. It's in time. It's a good jump from Johnson. Jack Mathy to Matt Brandt. Tag applied. Raptors are out of it. A huge throw down to third and getting out of the jam for Bulls. 8-7 to the score. We head to the ninth for the Raptors due up. Schaefer, Baserto, Brody. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for Raptors baseball. Here at Hare Baker Field on local grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Andy Ockham back here with you in Fond du Lac, opening day of this 2024 Northwoods League season, top of the ninth between your Raptors and the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. 8-7 the score, nothing and one the count on the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer of your Raptors, to begin this half of the frame. One pitch from Eldon Santana misses upstairs, count evens 1-1. Schaefer today, most recently a sack fly in the seventh. Other than that, a couple strikeouts and a ground out throwing in there as well. Back at home for the next four after today. It's these Dock Spiders tomorrow, the Waterloo Bucks Wednesday and Thursday night, the Wausau Woodchucks on Friday night. Some fireworks at Witter Field as the 1-1's in there for a called strike. Count now 1-2. It's Baserto on deck, the left fielder, the right fielder Brody to follow him. 1-2. Popped foul out of play. That'll get well beyond the grandstands, beyond the first base dugout. Count remains 1-2 on the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer, out of BYU. Games, 77 days. Most likely, if you turn on WFHR at any point until the middle of August, as this one misses down and out, count evens 2-2, there's going to be a Raptors game on at some point that day. Couple doubleheaders mixed in there, so that kind of shrinks the numbers a tad, but in terms of how many games and how many days. 2-2 to Schaefer, swung on and missed. Climbing the ladder there is Santana. Leadoff man retired here in the top of the ninth. There's Nomar Basurto. Only one official at-bat recorded for him today. It's his fifth plate appearance, though. Pair of walks, so drove in two runs on a sac fly back in the seventh. First pitch to him, misses for a ball. When we get to the bottom half of the ninth, Rafters will minimally be up by 1-3-4-5. Berrigan, Taylor, and Serrain. 1-0 breaking ball, cut on and missed. Count evens 1-1 on Basurto. Santana set, working near middle of the rubber. 1-1 pitch, a dart on the outside corner. That's called a strike. Count evens, should say, moves to 1-2. He 1-2. This one, speared on the ground to the left side. Berrigan, the shortstop, to glove. Close play at first, just in time. Having his back foot on the bag, there is the first baseman, Taylor. 2-up, 2-down in this ninth inning. 6-3 put out of Basurto. It is Alex Brody, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Listed as a catcher from Division II Shorter University, Plainfield, Illinois native. But having to play right field today, he made a web gem in his very first inning out there. First pitch from the right-hander, Santana, misses low and out for a ball. It's a 9-6 double play that he turned, having two on. It got Krusenberry, the starter, out of a jam that he had put himself into, walking the first two batters he faced. No runs put across in that inning as the 1-0 is hit foul and out of play. That'll just get into the stands, if not barely escape it, and ricochet out behind the Rafters dugout. A lot of foul balls going in that direction here today. One, the count sits. Two outs, nobody on. 8-7, the score in favor of your Rafters. 1-1 check swing up. It goes to the net right behind the Rafters on deck circle, currently occupied by Matt Brandt. It's now 1-2 on Alex Brody. Santana's 1-2 delivery. Out of the way by Brody again. Good fight from the right fielder. For the Rafters, we'll see if it's Bulls again in the ninth or if we get a fourth arm deployed into the ballgame from Kirk Schreider and his staff. Bulls has been in for quite a while now. We'll see if that change is made. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Couple strikeouts for Santana. 1-2-3, ninth inning. Three outs away from an opening day victory. Just a one-run lead, though, for the Rafters. They're going to have to hold on. It looks like Max Whitesell, the right-hander, will be entering the ballgame to try and get those final three outs from Hare Baker Field for Rafters baseball. Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Folks, welcome back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR. Andy Ockham with you from Hare Baker Field, home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Rafters on the road for game one of 72 in this 2024 Northwoods League season. They got a chance to win it here in the bottom of the ninth. They lead it 8-7 and a call to the bullpen for our field manager, Kirk Schreider. We have an Ohio Dominican battery into the ballgame. The catcher, Jack Matthew. It's his collegiate teammate, Max Whitesell, the 6'3 junior and Dayton, Ohio native, to take the ball. 3-4-5, due up for for the Dock Spiders. Berrigan, Taylor, and Serene, all right-handed hitters.